Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show.
When up is down and a down is up, when your half a glass looks like a heavy cup, when you're running into dentists and everywhere you turn, well, seize the opportunity, live and learn.
Putin meets the president of China. President, I seen some pictures on my phone. These are some sneaky summer gun people, man. China cannot be trusted either. The president of China, he's evil too, because he don't take care of his people, you know. And I don't have nothing more to say about Putin. As far as China, they pulling away from me too. I mean, the president of China, he can stop Putin from doing it all this damn stuff. And he need to sit down and talk to that no good son of a gun. The murderer, the second Hitler, the torture, the genocide. Putin, that's his, all his describe, the hate man, the man that want to control everybody. You know, we taught of this war in Ukraine, we are taught of it, and I'm taught of hearing about it and everything. That's why I don't watch the news or nothing, you know, and it just an unnecessary war. Unnecessary, you know? And it's just making everything else shakes and making a lot of people think, where are we going? What's the future going to be like? Is we going to get it in a conflict with Russia and China or just Russia? We don't need to get in conflict with either one of them. If Putin know what the meaning of peace meeting, maybe he'll sit it down and find out that peace mean peace. Help your people. Grow your country. Come into the world community. You know? Make other continents and countries better. You can talk to other countries on your side in the East, Middle East and all. Well, we got half of this. You can do half of that and meet in the middle. Get other countries on board on the peace. You don't have to go to war, Putin. You don't have to go to war. It's just unnecessary. Have you learned from the past, Putin? Twice, Germany tried to take over the world. Twice. Is you repeating what Hitler did? Because you're going to get a big wake-up call. A lot of people don't want to deal with you no more. I mean, look what you're doing to your people. And you got it so set up where the people of Russia can't even do a revolution. You know, and take over that country, take back their country. I mean, you got the military controlled by another part of the military. You know, I heard it on, it was explained to me on a YouTube channel by another person, you know, that it would be impossible to take over Russia if the military turned against you. It had to be inside job. And they got to have trustworthy people. But too many of your upper rear end people like your bull crap so much. They scared of you. Your evil generals, they scared of you. And if they even try to take over, one person try to take over against you, somebody going to hear about it, get back to you. It is possible. The guy says on YouTube, it is possible. But it takes a lot of trustworthy people. But it's too many people up your rear end, Putin. And blind by your bullcrap, Putin. That they probably scared to do it. They want to do it, but they scared to do it. Some of your military people, generals and all, think you crazy. But they don't want to tell you. You know, I'm so glad I never went to Russia or born in Russia. You know, I thought I had it bad, but oh my goodness. There's some people just had it bad more than you. You know? And I'm not trying to start nothing or anything. I'm just expressing my feelings, you know, about the bullcrap war that Putin started. You know? And then you and the most worst president in the United States, Trump, are friends. That Russian call and all other stuff. I wonder what kind of secrets he have in his house about Russia. You know, what you gave him and what he gave you about the United States. You know, he blaming Biden. Talking about he friends with Ukraine, he friends with China, he got money over there, but look at all the things he did with China. He went over there, paid taxes with China, but don't pay no taxes here. You know? And then he gonna blame Joe Biden for stuff. Then got this simple man on TV talking about he told us. He didn't tell me nothing. Trump didn't tell me nothing but lies. He is the worst president to walk this planet. To walk this country. I'm hoping that he don't have a second run. I'm hoping they destroy Trump from having a second run. Because if he do, we in a world of trouble. Look what he did the first 4 years. Imagine what he going to do the next 4 years. You know? It's just pity. Just like half of the Star Trek fans is destroying the Star Trek franchise. They talk about Discover Strange New Worlds being so great and all that. It only been on 1 year. Haven't seen the second season. But 1 year, it's the best Star Trek since Enterprise. But Discovery was it's the greatest, the golden greatest Star Trek since Enterprise. The the greatest captain, Michael Burton. And that's right. She's Spot. She is Spot's adopted sister. If Mr. Spot and his parents were live, really people, real people, sir and his wife probably will adopt people of color. If they was real, if they were real characters, actually people, I think him and his wife will adopt Asian child or color, a black child. You know? Just imagine if the Waltons were really real. And sir and his wife was real. Sir married a human. He married a human woman. Spot is half human. Spot do have an older brother. But fans can't get that to their head. Talking about Star Trek V almost messed up the franchise. Star Trek V was good. It was real good. Then you get upset because he had an older sister. And on YouTube, got this video talking about where Discovery go back to the 32nd century where they can't do no more damage. Well, you did the damage. The fans did the damage. How we know what the Klingons look like before in the age of Captain Piper? We never saw the Klingons in the cage. We don't know what they look like. We only saw the cage in the Enterprise and the crew. We never seen the Klingons. They never showed the Klingons. And the Klingons could have been going through evolution right around that time. They not human. Like we supposed to went through evolution. You know, we supposed to be monkeys and apes and all that. Including to scientists. There wasn't no God. There wasn't no God in the Eden. There was no Adam and Eve. God didn't create Adam and Eve. The Big Bang, 13 billion years. Then you ask another science, 30 billion years. Then you ask another science, 40 billion years. But you go to the Genesis, it says, I am the creator. I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. I mean, I'm the beginning, I'm the end. All you have to do is set my son as your Lord and Savior. That's it. You will have to pretend that you're evolution monkey or ape or all that stuff. You only have to do one thing, set his son. But he got on YouTube channel talking about Jesus never was hanged by the cross. Talking about he was hanged by the cross and then came back to his people and lied to say he was the son of God. I wanted that YouTube channel person who made that video realize what he just did to himself. You know? And it's on the YouTube channel, guys. I seen it. I watch the YouTube channels every morning when Mobility decided to drop me off on time. I watch the YouTube channels and I try to find some channels that we can discuss together. And that's why I'm bringing back my YouTube channel, you know. And I like the guy who do one of the guys on the YouTube channel, he's a black guy, and he do a reaction. Called the reaction video, and he just talk about it. He see him watching it on his computer. He do the split screen, and he find the YouTube channels, and he talk about it. You see him watching it, then he stop. He talk about it. He give his opinion, and then he run the video again. you know? And it's really cool, you know? And that's what I want to do, you know? And I'm going to find a way to do that. And where I can do split the screen, watch the YouTube channels, and split the screen and record it. But I'm going to record the news, everything that happened in the world, and keep an eye on this worst president in the world and everything else. I'm not going to do what he do. He just gave me an idea, but I'm going to take that idea he gave me and use it in a different way. He's doing his thing, and I'm doing my thing. I can't think of the name, but it's called reaction video, and you just do the reaction on it. And he do all kinds of stuff, like, ooh, it's creepy. I wish I could find the video, but I don't have that much time, you know, and I gotta make other, podcasts, so I'm on my weekend, so I'm trying to get some podcasts in, so I can go straight into March and everything. And but it's a good channel. If I find it, we're gonna look at it together. His video together, okay, on YouTube, all right. But the YouTube channel, Quake Whitlock Podcast YouTube channel, is back. Okay, we're back. I'm doing a little live version right now, and I'm not gonna keep it up that long. But I'm just doing a test run, and then I'm gonna just do people court videos and uplink them. But that's just the world, man. And Putin, I don't know. I just hope the Russian people and the Russian military wake up and see, realize what he's doing. No, only they can stop this. They can stop World War III, and they can stop this from happening. Gotta wake up, people. I mean, you gotta wake up. I know most of the countries surrounding around Russia and ain't that far from Russia. Y'all listening, y'all know people from Russia. Tell the Russian people, wake up. Do something. You don't want to build all this stuff. Took over Jesus' time just to build everything that we have right now. From cars to technology and everything. And then just in the blink of an eye, it's all gone. Including us. Because some ignorant, no good, jealous, selfish man who have great power don't know what to do with the power, and he decided he wanted to destroy the world because he can't get his way. You know? The rest of the world gonna react. If he used nuclear weapons, the rest of the world gonna react. And they got a picture this morning seeing him shaking hands with the president of China. You know, I don't know when that picture was taken, you know. They got a little article about, I didn't even read it. I just don't want to read it. Because I don't trust the president of China either. He don't take care of his people. You know. And just, the world just got to get better. We got to find a way for the world to get better. And it's just not working. It's just not working. You know. I mean, it's just so much. I know it's a lot of things to think about in this country, but you got to keep the eye on other countries like Russia and China too, because they the big bullies on the block. I know to get in the gangs and in the crime in the cities like Baltimore, Chicago, and all, it's a big problem. And some people are saying, why are we worrying about the other countries? Well, those other countries got big weapons than the gangs do. If they go a fat, the game's gone, and everybody on this in this country is gone. You know? The games ain't bigger in China and Russia. You know? They act tough. They look tough. All they do is show, sell their poison and destroy the crime, make the crime rate go up and all. And stuff like that. But they not bigger in this these countries and these problems. And some people say the United States the one the cost. No. No. We might did evil things to these countries. God knows hope ain't that terrified and all. But we were just trying to make peace, you know? That's all Americans trying to do. We weren't trying to take over China, make them live like Americans, or make Russia live like Americans. No, that's not true. But you look what they do to their people. Their people. Look what we get. Look the blessings that we have in this country. Even though it's unbalanced, it's problems with the Republicans and the worst president ever made it more worse and all. We still got racists and all that stuff. But just look at the problems and all. I mean, it's racist in other countries too. And China and Russia probably got the biggest racists like America do. But you gotta see these things what they are, and can't let all your people go hungry. You know, can't let your people go hungry, or let these people, they can't talk, have freedom of speech and stuff like that. We got all of that stuff, even though it's a problem and all, and we sit down and work things out. But you don't see the Republicans going over and shooting the Democrats, and the Democrats taking a gun and shooting the Republicans, telling them, no, you can't talk about this, and threatening American people, saying, no, you can't talk about this, you can't talk about that. That's what Donald Trump was probably trying to make America is. Get rid of the media. No freedom of the media. And then he would take away other freedoms, like the freedom to vote, make a lot of laws, keep you from voting. And those laws would be target black people and Hispanic people and people of color. Most of those laws would be target with them, like us. And then more laws will follow if the Republicans get their way and they get control of the House and the Senate. Just imagine that. Only 8 Democrats in the House and the Senate. Only 8. The rest of them is buttholes. No? Just imagine that. And then most of your rights is taken away. Because you African-American and stuff. Jim Crow laws will rise again. And all this other racial stuff will come million. Then white police officers who already shooting out young black people, they will have more control. And then the government, like Trump, will like, won't do nothing. Like, it was justified. He will take up for the police. These small towns, you go in, they drag you out. You go to the small towns in the south, nothing but rednecks. Then you come disappear. Just like they did in the 60s and 50s and 40s and 30s and 20s. Go to the small towns, driving, mind your own business. Here come a bunch of white people beating you up. Just like that young boy went to South back in the 50s, visited his cousins and all. A bunch of red, ugly, pale white people, rednecks, dirty dogs, disgusting, fart, poop in their pants, white people, beat the boy up. Watch the movie. They made a movie about it. I know some of y'all know that story. Just beat the boy up. And beat him up so bad, they couldn't even open the coffin. Talking about, he whistled at a white girl. White girl probably didn't even have no butt. Or no breasts. He gonna whistle at a white girl. Probably didn't even like white girls. But back in that time, you can't look at a white girl, even though they didn't have what black women had. Wasn't built like the black sisters. You couldn't look at a white girl. Now, some of these white girls trying to act like black girls now, trying to be built like them, and some of them is, you know. Some. Not all y'all. Some of them. But you're never going to top our sisters. I'm sorry. Love you, white women. Love you, white girls. But you're never going to top our sisters. There's no way. They got it going on. Okay? They got it going on. Nothing racist about that. Okay? This the way it is. You can look at it the way you want to look at it. But it's not a racist thing. It's just a beautiful thing. I mean, it is beautiful white girls, okay? Built beautiful white girls. Smart and talented, beautiful built white girls. Okay? But you're never going to top the sisters. Alright? But don't hate y'all. I don't hate y'all because I married a white woman. She wasn't built like a black girl or nothing. She didn't even act like a black girl. She wasn't even smart like a black girl. And as the years went on, I was just sad that I married her. Why didn't get me a sister? You know, when I'm walking out that divorce court, I just say, why didn't I marry a sister? Things could have just went the other way. You know, but that's the way it went, you know. But, believe me, when I say it, it's a talented white woman out there, okay? Beautiful, intelligent, wonderful, not prejudiced white girls out there. And go for the Caucasian men, too, who's not prejudiced, who don't care what color you are. They live in the South, live in the hills, and they don't care what color you are. Live in a small town, mostly white people. They don't care what color you are. No. They out there. So, I feel if the second Civil War ever goes down, they're going to stand up for us. You know, I just feel like that. There's a whole bunch of them out there. Whole bunch of them. Got black friends. Went to college with black people. You know? And took up for black man or woman. You know? And don't get me wrong. There was a lot of white people who didn't like the pressures during the 20s, 30s, and 40s either. They didn't like it either. Where things was going with the black people. What they was doing to black people. Alright? It was a lot of white people in the South like that. Okay? Whole bunch of them. But history didn't talk about that. I mean, it was a whole bunch of them. But they felt if they get involved, they were getting beaten, bombed, their house would be bombed, and get in trouble too. Sometimes they did help. You know, they didn't care. Sometimes they did. And they didn't care about the damage and all. And that's just the world, you know. And if we keep going this route, who knows where it goes, people? Who knows where it goes? We still have a chance to stop this from happening. And we still have a chance to stop this, the rising of Putin making the world go to war again. We can stop this. And right now, that man just don't have no heart. And I just don't want to say bad things or things that going to get me in trouble with the government and other things, people. But I'm saying my opinion. You go invade another man's land and force the people to live like you want them to live. And then you shake hands with another demon who do the same thing you do, who want to take over Tokyo, and the Tokyo people minding their business during that day, who want to do the same thing you do, you know? And I just don't see it. I'm just a little terrified to wake up one day and see a whole bunch of military planes flying over my house, going somewhere. And that's right. I'm gonna have to make me a survival bag with medicine, radio, everything. Make two survival bags. One with weapons, radio, old technology like radios, batteries, flashlights, and all. And have another medical bag. Another bag for medical. All kinds of medical. Like honey, everything. You know, when I say honey, honey do a lot of things to keep the wound, you know. Ask your medical advisor what honey do, and other stuff that you probably don't know about helps wounds and stuff. Ask the military people who've been in the military what kind of stuff that help wounds and all. When you don't have the regular medicine, you can find it outside. But I'm just telling people, just make yourself emergency bag, okay? Two emergency bags. One for protection, weapons, radio, so you know what's going on. No cell phones or nothing, because if something goes down, you ain't going to have the technology. Your cell phones is gone. Internet is gone. So you better learn the old technology, like Morse code and all that stuff. You better learn that technology. Go on the internet now and learn old tech. Okay? CB radios, old antenna radios, and stuff like that. Fill your bags with batteries. C batteries, D batteries. I'm telling you. Be prepared. Get some canned goods. Make sure you have canned goods, water, survive wolf, and even have a plan in your family to where to meet. If something do go down, have a plan in your family to where to meet at. That way, everybody will have a survival bag. Everybody can use that survival bag. And then just pick a spot, high spot away from the city, and try to survive there. You have to learn how to grow stuff. You have to learn how to everything outside. Just like the early settlers did. You know, gotta have your survival knife, everything, your protection. If you know how to make a handmade burner, bow and arrow, you can. Learn it. Go on the internet and learn. Because if something goes down, you're going to have to learn these skills. Learn how to fish. Do what your bow and arrow. And catch that fish. And all. Learn how to cook fish. How to slice the head off. Clean it up. Because you ain't going to have stoves no more. You're going to have to do everything outside. How to start a fire with sticks and stuff. Because you can't get no gasoline and stuff like that. You're going to have to learn the old-fashioned way. Okay? It's... I can find the videos for you. And we can listen to it together. Okay? But I'm just saying, put it in your storage area, put it in your closet where you can grab it, because if you hear an alarm, the emergency broadcast alarm, that means it's going down. And keep your eyes every now and then on your favorite news, national news. You ain't going to get too much out of the local news. Your favorite national news. I don't care if it's Fox, NBC, MSNBC, whatever. Just peek in every now and then to see what's going on. You're going to need that knowledge, people. You're going to need it. Look at all this stuff we built. It took us how long to build this stuff? My favorite product is Apple. And tomorrow, a war can break out, and Apple will be gone. Just started learning, putting my books published. But I only get 2 books published because evil men in power just don't want you to have nothing. Evil men in power don't want you to have nothing. They want it all. That's why God said, don't love nothing of this earth. Because it's all man. It's all evil. That's why he said, don't love nothing of this earth. He didn't say you can't like it. Or okay it. Because he know that you're going to need a car to go to work with. He know that you're going to need radio to get news and stuff like that. He knows that you like things doing your hobby and your gift. Like I'm doing now, my gift. You know, he know that. But he said, don't love it. I don't know if he said you can like it or not. But he did say don't love it. Don't love the things of this earth. Love me. And I will protect you. And some people don't believe that. Some people just love their computers. Love their jewelry. Love their rings. Diamond rings. Love their BMX, WBW, whatever. Love their SUV. Love their little computer cars and everything. Don't think the world gonna end. Gonna have it forever. You got a wake up call. You gonna get a wake up call. Especially if Trump come president again. You gonna get a big wake up call. He already took all the great things Obama put it in. Trump just wiped it out. And I don't know what Joe Biden doing. All the things he wiped out President Obama did, Joe Biden should try to put it back in. You know? I don't get it, you know. But my opinion, Joe Biden is an okay president. He's not like Carter or Whitaker, the one that cheated on his wife, and Obama and other Democrat presidents. He ain't like them. But I don't want to say nothing more about him. And, you know, I think some people, when you push them far enough, they're going to show they're aggressive. And I think Joe Biden is like that. He only can be nice so much when people push and push and push and lie and lie and lie. And then push him in the corner. Keep pushing that dog in the corner. Pushing him, pushing him. Eventually, you keep throwing stones at him and beating him. He gonna come out fighting. So, that's kind of president I think Joe Biden is. You have to push him so much where he just say, I have enough. And some people like that. You gotta really get down in that skin in order for that dark side to come out. You know? And that's what my wife did to me. You know? That's why I last so long with her. Because it was so hard for her to get down to my skin and try to... And once she get fine... When she finally got that, the dog, that aggressive out of me, it was all over for her. She blew it up. she blew it up. I mean, now look at her. The guy that she left me with don't want her. His name is Ernest Newkirk. He gone on with his life. Because she took advantage of him. And the guy she left Ernest for took advantage of her. Now, the guy she was living with and everything, talking about he was a good man and all that, come to find out, he was cheating on her. He was taking her money, going down to the casino and gambling it all up, taking her Social Security check, taking my daughter's Social Security check, lying to her that he paid the bills, but he was taking the money and gambling it. And didn't pay nothing. And then she act like she didn't know that something was going on between him and my daughter. You know, just like her mother, she pretend that she didn't know. And that's why I can't deal with him. You know? To this day, I can't deal with him. And these, all the things connects people in this world. And all the things you have to go through, it's like a swing, go back and forth. You know? And then when you go back, you dismiss stuff. And when you crawl, they dismiss you with a missile. Then sometimes they hit you. But when you swing, they be throwing their missiles. Sometimes they hit you. Sometimes they don't. I mean, seen it with celebrities like Michael, R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, so many more. Seen it with myself. Still going on a little bit. Still trying to, I mean, people want to convince you, down you, condemn you because of your past or because the people you put in your past. And people that you fell in love with, they still want to grab the knife in you and convince you and judge you and all. No. But, and then they pass that on down to their kids and lie to their kids. They lie to your kids. They destroy your fatherhood. Just like they destroy your childhood, they destroy your fatherhood. And you never get to do the things that you want to do with your children. Because they destroy that. They kept you with a mop in your hand and try to portion your mind saying this is the only thing you can do. This is the only thing, transportation, that you can take. Then later on in life, you find out that you can take a driving test and pass. You can go to the drug and alcohol driving school and pass and get a 90. And you can take the behind the wheel test and will pass. No. But they still condemn you. And don't help you elevate. They help you decrease. And these are the people that you supposed to trust. Bring in your life. And already in your life. You know. By experience, I'm just telling people, this the world and other countries, you know, who are listening to the show, and other states that's listening to the show, but this is America, guys. It's not great. It's not golden. It's just silver. And it's been silver for 200 years. Since Columbus came here and tortured the Indians and all that. It's been like a silver and a gray cloud. For over 200 years. And, you know, we talk about other countries, where they live and stuff. And look at the things, look the kind of person that we elect for president. Don't give a hoop about you. And other people that we elect for Republicans. And some Democrats too. And look what they're doing. I'm not saying bad things about them and everything. I just, especially my American opinion, you too. My American opinion. And on my talk show, on my YouTube channel, and I do have the right to do so. And long as I don't start no trouble. So, that's the way I see the world. By experience. Things that I went through. Things I was lied about. Mop is not the only skill that I have. I'm going to write my third book and my fourth book, you know. And I got writers waiting. I got people who promote my show because I know how to do computers. You told me who lied to who. Who lied to who? No. Try to brainwash you. Your wife tried to put you in a mental institution. Give you mental pills. This is a woman that you married, and she supposed to love you. For richer or poor. Better or worse. To death do us part. But she didn't do that part. No. And not only wives, but other family, other friends, don't have to be married to be step over and throw under the bus. This is why they made the song Backstabber. The snake in the grass. The handshake. To hide the snake. Alright, people. That's my opinion on the world. On the Corey Willock Podcast Show. Hope you enjoyed that section. Because I got a whole lot more to go. And whole lot of more opinions, you know, about jobs, my job, and how long I've been in the job, 5 years, and all, and what I've been going through, and how some people are with their nose up in the air. But don't get me wrong, just don't get me wrong. I hear the talk behind my back at work, but I just do what the good Lord told me to do. Turn my other cheek and don't feed into it. Do not feed into it. Let them talk. Just do your work, come to work, do your work, and go home. And that's what I do. But we will talk about the workplace and the neighborhoods and all in the next episode. So, and a lot of Star Trek, and what's going on with the Star Wars, Boba Fett, and all. And the movies, the movie theaters. How many of y'all still go to them? These stream services is just like TV, you know? I really don't like it. I just like going to the movie theater, getting my big popcorn, my big soda, going into the movie theater, sitting down, and watching the movies that meant to be on a movie screen, watching the movies, and then one day watch them on a TV. That's what they did with VHF. You know, we had to wait before. We had to wait till they be in the movie theater, and then a couple months later, 6 months, 8, 9 months later, they was on VHS or DVD. So why they changed the rules? Why the streaming services? No, COVID-19 is shut down everything, but they should, the laws should say, the movie laws, studio, and the theaters should get together and say, hey, we should get the movies first. And then put them on the streaming services. Just like we did with VHF. And the CDs. DVDs. That should be the rule. They should be in the movie theater first. And then be on streaming services. No access to the streaming services. Until they in theaters. And gone. Aha, you're paying the same price. Netflix and Amazon Prime, $15 to $19. You go in the movie theater, you only pay a little, a dollar extra, $20. You know? And then you have to go out to the grocery store, buy your popcorn, add that to the $19. So you're paying us about the same thing. Yeah, we'll talk about it in the next episode. I think I got your attention now. Get your fat butts off the couch and get some exercise and go to the movie theaters again. Bring back the old days. Bring it back. Pack that theater. It's time to bring back going back to the movies. See ya. Star Trek Picard, second episode, season 3, episode 2. It was real good. I like it. I like it. I told you. It's going to take time to get into it. First season, second season, going to take time to get into it. But it's in its third season now, final season. There's one thing about streaming service too. They don't stay on that long. Just like TV back in the old days, the 50s and 60s. Shows only stayed on the air like maybe three years, two or three seasons. That's what they did with TV shows back then. You only get two, three, four seasons. Lucky you get five. But they didn't stay on those 7 or 8 or 9 seasons like they do now. Y5O, 10 years, SWAT, that's still going on, man. That's an old 70 TV show. And the old show has like 4 or 5 seasons on ABC. The new show, I think it's still going on. Got like, I think 10 seasons in. And it took the black guy from Criminal Minds to lead this show. You know? So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to watch that as I take my break. And then I'm going to record some more shows. But, yeah. You know, but the streaming services doing the same thing. You know, they're doing the same thing that the TV show studios used to do back in the day, back in the 60s and 50s and all. And when I say that's a good thing, maybe, because maybe in the future, if it be a future, they might give us 6 or 7 seasons of the shows and then 8 seasons. Like TV doing now. You know. Law and Order. Law and Order. SUV. Is the longest running police show. Ever. Don't get me wrong. It's good. NBC. But it's the longest running police show. In the history. I mean. NCSI. Is right behind it. CBS and NCSI. Is right behind it. You know, and then I think Los Angeles, NCSI's Los Angeles is right behind that. Those three shows is one of the longest running Law and Order shows. But we'll talk about that in the next episode. And Star Trek, Picard, and all. So thanks for listening, everybody. From all countries, from all the states. Love y'all guys. Keep watching Star Trek Discovery. Season 5 is coming. It's the show that brought back Star Trek. Captain Michael Burton is the best captain up there. Followed by Sisko. And then Janeway. Then Captain Arch. Then Captain Picard. And then Kirk. You know. It's a good show. Strange New Worlds. I forgot Christopher Pike. Captain Christopher Pike, too. But Strange New Worlds, it is a good show. We'll talk about that. But Discovery need to go on after Picard. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. Love you, Jeff Ashley. And we love you. See you next episode.